down on the floor.
It's Balls Up Monday with Eddie Howe.
Seamless every time. Eddie Howe, it has been a massive weekend in sport. Oh, I don't know how many times we could say that over the last couple of months.
I haven't slept, mate. I've been awake the whole time. I'm in recovery mode. Good luck to those who have to work with me today, because it has been a belter of a weekend of sport, that's for sure.
Well, what have we had? So locally, the Cox Plate, of course, AFL Grand Final, NRL Grand Final. There was something for everyone.
Absolutely. There was something going on everywhere. The horse racing actually kicked off Friday night. There were group run races on Friday night as well. Wall to wall, I think probably the AFL Grand Final ended up detracting from the Cox Plate a little bit. A few people who I've seen sort of speak about this in Melbourne, you know, it is a real big event, and it did feel like the AFL Grand Final did kind of overshadow it a bit. They didn't end up complementing each other, I think, like a lot of people were hoping the two events would. And, of course, the first night AFL Grand Final certainly looked and felt a little bit different. And there are some really mixed reactions as to how it went. A lot of the players and supporters are saying it's no good, but a lot of the broadcasters seem to be pushing for it to stay. So I'm a traditionalist. I'd prefer it was Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Keep it there for me.
The Saturday felt like such a long day because generally, you know, get ready for your lunches and then you launch into it around 2:30, and the timing just felt a little bit unnatural. And the fact that Brisbane got torrential rain leading into the game didn't lead to too great of a spectacle early, but then Dustin Martin turned it on late. It was Richmond running out winners after being down 22 points early in the contest.
Yeah, so I never really felt that they were out of it. Geelong, I think, were giving everything that they had. And I still thought Richmond just had that extra gear to go. And Dusty Martin, he kicked that goal before halftime to keep them in it. He is an absolute freak. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
That's a compliment.
There's not many people who can turn big finals like he can. He's amazing and just stands up whenever they need. That last goal that he kicked,
unbelievable.
Where he pushed Dangerfield aside, put him into the front row, and then snapped it from the boundary line. It's just absolutely incredible. And, I mean, you have to have mad respect for Richmond. Three out of the last four premierships, they do it very, very well. And everybody inside that club speaks about how great it is. They've done an amazing job to turn themselves from what was a total basket case into the real actual powerhouse of the AFL.
Dustin Martin now, three Norm Smith medals, the first man in the history of the AFL-VFL to do it. He's marked his place in history. There were some heart-stopping moments very, very early in the game. The first couple of minutes, Nick Vlosten got completely knocked out by Patrick Dangerfield in an unfortunate incident. And just about at the same time, Gary Ablett, in his final ever match, put out his shoulder and looked like he was going to be off for the game.
It was real heart and mouth stuff. You know, where I was watching, everybody was like, oh, no, we can't have this. We need Gary out there. This is his last game. We need him to actually perform. And to his credit, he came back and he had some special moments. Probably didn't have the impact on the game that everybody thought he might, but he did have some just, you know, those flashes of brilliance. Dangerfield got off for that elbow straight to the face, you know. Do you think he might have had a case to answer?
Because of the way that he was attacking the contest, it was unfortunate impact, but it still was high. As you said, the council have let him off as of yesterday. The AFL now jumps immediately into their trade period. They'll waste no time transitioning there. But we, of course, transition as sport fans from the AFL to the NRL last night. The NRL Grand Final coming the day after. Penrith up against the Melbourne Storm. It was a Victoria party for the weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately. Melbourne did get it done, and they did it very, very well. They skipped out to an early lead. I was 22-0 up at halftime, I think it was.
It was 26-0
up before Penrith sort of mounted a bit of a comeback, but it never really got quite going. Fantastic for Melbourne skipper Cameron Smith. He and coach Craig Bellamy become the oldest player-coach duo to win a premiership in the NRL. There's nearly 100 years of rugby league experience between them, which is crazy. Melbourne are that powerhouse of the NRL. They are so consistent. They're always there when it comes to the pointy end of the season. And, you know, I guess going into it, knew what to expect. Penrith, you know, they're a bit like the Port Adelaide or the Brisbane of the NRL.
They will have,
yeah, they will have plenty more success to come. They won 17 in a row coming into the grand final and unfortunately couldn't get it done. I guess with any other team that might have had an older squad that had that sort of record, you'd regard it as a pretty big joke to lose the grand final. I don't think that sits for Penrith. They'll be back.
Yeah, particularly that first half as well. They just got absolutely trounced, despite having a lot
of
possession.
Take it to the cleaners, yeah.
What do you do? Unfortunately, it wasn't their night. So we look at the weekend that was. It was the Richmond Tigers and the Melbourne Storm taking out the major premierships. What a year that both sports were able to get through to the very end. And Eddie, we've enjoyed the ride with you. Thank you so much for joining us on a Monday morning.
It's been great, mate. I'm going to bed.